Good afternoon. This is Frank Kumar. I'll be listening to you guys today here at the Ole Jazz Fest, and I look forward to it. Sounds great already. I'm going to probably focus most of my comments to the rhythm section. Okay, good presence so far. Nice. Okay, on drum set, on the ride cymbal, what I'd really like to hear is a little bit more stress on the beat, the notes that falls on the beat. So, gang, gang, dang, 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 as opposed to putting it on the long note, which is actually on the syncopation. It does sense a better, clearer message for time to the rest of the band to get over the volume. Okay, good. Balance overall is pretty good. The bass drum I could use a little bit more. Maybe because it's not amplified and the other instruments are amplified, I'm not getting as much. I see the head moving in time, but maybe just a little bit more so we can get a little bit more front on the notes for the bass player. Nice job, soloist. Okay, so when we get going for those crashes, don't be afraid to dig into those a little bit. Really let that cymbal speak. Yeah. And especially when you're hitting those, get a good bass drum behind that cymbal crash too. And maybe vary up the cymbals. You got two different crashes there. So think about the high and the low of those cymbals and how that might reflect or balance with the rest of the band. Good. Keep when you're adding those drums, you're really making the fills, the snare drum or whatever you're going to put it in there. Just really get a good, solid, confident motive there. Just get really hit the drum. Don't be afraid to let that really speak at that moment. Yeah. Good. Good. Yeah. So like that last snare sound was really what I would think where you want to make, whenever you're doing, going for that drum for a fill or a setup or whatever, just really make sure that you really let that speak. The vibes, I would like to see maybe, I know you could probably listen to the piano here, maybe get back a little bit. I think it's the sound is being blocked out a little bit by the piano. Balance-wise, it's a little, and maybe a stage, it's maybe where I'm sitting, but when you guys are in rehearsal again, just maybe take a look at placement on that and see where it could blend the best. But I always love having a vibe in the band. It's just a nice texture. Okay, good. So, nice opening thing. I don't know what you guys have in your score, but the nice thing about jazz is that we can really think about all the textures that we have. I to be honest, I might start this out with brushes on the snare drum, just as a texture. This is a nice opening for the band here. Take the ride cymbal out, just hi-hat, bass drum, and brushes on the snare drum. I think would be a really nice texture implement here. Like, go through the whole tune once with the brushes, and then you can switch over to sticks. But I really think it's such a nice ballad that getting the drums out of the way, the ride cymbal out of the way, or something like this. Yeah. So, yeah, use your creativity in that sense. I know these arrangements come with an editor's version of it, but, might be something to think about how the texture can really, and the percussion can really affect the rest of the band in a very positive way. And here I might switch from the ride cymbal, at this piano section here, had that solo. If we switch to the hi-hat here, it as the ride pattern, and just really articulate nice cross stick, or it's just change again, focusing on changing texture and really enhancing and building to the end of the piece. Yeah, I think it's... I feel like we could do a little bit more ornamentation here with the percussion. And really bring... I can't see... Again, it's a balance issue in terms of the vibe, but this would be a really nice place to really bring those vibes out front. I don't know if you... at your school or at your home shows, if you can get that even mic'd, like the piano's mic'd, that would be really nice. Okay, good. Overall, nice arrangement. So, just kind of in summary, what I really would like to maybe suggest that you consider is really thinking about the build of this piece. And like I said, if we start with brushes, switch to ride cymbal, or switch to hi-hat, you know, to just really keep the texture, because, I mean, ride cymbal is great, but, you know, use some of the other stuff to really create a colorful palette for which the band to follow time, but also complement the changing and development of that piece. That's probably not supposed to happen, huh? All right, nice introduction, great feel. Good. All right. So what I'd like to, in terms of technique here on this hi-hat, this tune has got a lot of grit to it here at the beginning. So we need to play the instruments the same way. So like kind of, I would lean into this the hi-hat a little bit. Really make sure that when you're doing those hi-hat lifts, you're leaning into the instrument to get the bottom cymbal activated, so that you really get a good hi-hat sound there. Bongos, or I'm sorry, it looks like congas. You might want to consider getting conga mallets for this, because that way, without having to it takes a long time to really develop conga technique. It's not hard, it's just you really need to, in order to get those drums to speak, you kind of really have to work on that technique. And so that takes a long time. Not a lot of conga teachers in the area, but you, or I'm sure check out some videos, but the conga mallet will give you a really good conga sound, very similar to a hand, which I think would be very complimentary in something like this. So between the bass and the piano and drum set here, the bass is really giving a very clear, articulate, rhythmic phrase here. I really would like to really like the sound of the instruments to really complement between the rhythm and bass. Really, so just really confident, not necessarily aggressive, but really strong and confident sounds in all across the board there. And again, we could change, as I mentioned in the beginning of the last tune, we could do some things to change up the timbre here. So moving from hi-hat over to ride cymbal, maybe, like, just really, like, varying some timbres here so it can really get some nice variation. So, and it's not that what is happening isn't boring, but it's certainly changing a timbre here or switch to an instrument there or adding that color here really keeps the audience interested. And it's like, ooh, what's that? You know, that kind of thing. So really think about how you can use the drum set. I mean, it's got a lot of sounds available to you, so that would be a really great opportunity to develop, especially with this, you know, this series of soloists coming in. You really can have a, you really can have a great opportunity to change the accompaniment essentially behind each this behind the sounds of each of these different instruments. And again, I'm not sure what's written in the drum set. We'll check out. I think I get to come up and visit with you guys after this is over, but I'd like to know what's in there, but I would really listen to the bass player here. So the drum set, so the bass part and the drum set, maybe more like gung, don't, stunt, don't, add, you know, follow that bass rhythm so that really can, you guys can work together on really establishing this funky feel. Nice solo. So, and maybe we think about our dynamic here between within the rhythm section during these solos as well. Right now, we've been pretty consistent. The projection ability and, you know, the sound of each player is a little different, obviously. So we want to be reflecting that timbre as well, so that we can think about how we might support that. And really give a listen to the soloist so that you can hear how some of the phrases you can pick up on and kind of support that in some ornamentations that you might have on a snare drum and or cymbals or something like that as well. Okay, good. Good. Excellent. Yeah, don't be afraid to keep the, you know, as you, I appreciate to see, this is good that you guys, in both of these, we had a little bit of a timbre shift, but, and I like the development of how you guys did that, but really let the bass drum still be speaking there, I think, with along with that bass player, and you could, you know, certain other, you know, just, you did drop out to change the texture, but also giving that, you know, don't lose the bass drum rhythm in there. Nice. Overall, good solo breakdown. Again, really just focusing on how we can change the colors for each one of those and something, a little bit of a variation between, among all those soloists. And here, don't be afraid to dig in, because we're at the climax of the piece here after the soloist, the recap here. Let's, you know, you might, you know, some upbeat on the right cymbal. Ding, chuck, ding, ding, chuck, ding, ding, chuck, ding. You know, again, thinking of really building and creating some excitement for really pushing the, give the energy to this to the end. Nice. Very good. Especially at the end, don't be afraid to be real confident with help saying accentuate those phrases and those rhythms. Okay. I'll see you guys here in a bit.